Yeah, come on, girls. It's your time with Pastor. Yeah. You know, all the children in the church need to realize that their pastor loves them. They know that their teachers love them, and they know their parents love them, but all the children need to know that their pastor loves them.
How are you? I don't think so. Yeah. I tell you what I do need, though. I need somebody with a camera to get ready to take a picture.
Can
you see? You want to sit down? There's a seat right there.
Sit right here on the step. You want to sit here on the step? Oh, she's wanting to sit by Panache.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Oh, that's good. That'll work.
You don't mind. You want to sit down?
Right here. All righty, everybody.
Can you hear me?
Today's vacation weekend. I know, a lot of people gone today. Hallelujah. Well, I want to ask you a question. Or I want to tell you something first. In the Bible, in the book of Joel, in chapter 4, and in verse 28, the Spirit of God said, "And in those days, I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. And your sons and daughters shall prophesy. And your sons and daughters shall prophesy." Now I want to ask you a question and raise your hand. How many of you are sons or daughters? Are you a son or a daughter? How many of you are daughters? Your daughter? You're a daughter? Everybody's a son or a daughter. I'm a son. You're a daughter. You're a daughter. You're a daughter. You're a son. She's a daughter. He's a son. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. That means to declare forth the things of God. To foretell, if that's what's necessary. And that's the way God leads. Or to tell forth. We tell forth the things of God. You know how you tell forth the things of God? You can tell forth the things of God singing in the shower. You can tell forth the things of God praying over your food when you're eating breakfast.
You know what I used to do, Pastor? When I was a little girl, I had a little swing set. And I would get out there in the swing. And I didn't know anybody was listening. And I would sing, I would swing, and I would sing. And I didn't know my neighbors could hear me. Or if I'd known my neighbors could hear me, they wouldn't have heard me sing. But I would just sing, sing. So you can do it anywhere you want to, can't you?
That's right. Now, what I want to do before we leave up here, before you go back to your seats. You see, someday, some of you are going to be prophesying. All of you will be telling forth things, but some of you will have an anointing on you that will make you a man or a woman of God with a voice that God's given you for a special time. You might be a preacher or a song leader. One of you might take Miss Laverne's place some of these days.
Oh, I hope it's before then.
But maybe they'll start early.
I know Miriam was 90. In the Bible, when she led the singers and the dancers, praising the Lord. But I hope before then somebody takes my place.
And somebody's going to have to one of these days take pastor's place. So maybe God's going to call you to preach. I don't know what's going on in your hearts, but I know God knows what His plan is for you. But so just so I don't miss anything, I want... And I know you've been taking some pictures already. I want the ones around here, I want you to come around here and stand. I want you all around me, real close.
Right now?
Yeah, you're close enough. That'll be fine right there.
Inhale.
Yes, and you're close enough and you'll be good. Come right here and sit down on the floor, Brendan.
Can we get a group?
Yeah. And Grant and Brenton can come over here and sit in front of me. We'll put all the guys together.
Oh, yeah, put all the guys
together.
Sit right here. Right here. Sit right there at the end of that toe.
Yeah.
And you sit right there at the end of that toe. Okay, now. Now get us as close as you can get us. Oh, I didn't know everybody's going to bring out their cameras. That's fine.
Put your head off. Y'all smile. Come on, guys. Y'all smile. Come on. Smile on their faces now. It ain't nothing wrong with working for the Lord. Don't get paid very much, but ain't nothing wrong with it.
Boy, the retirement benefits are awesome, though.
Amen.
Okay. Now, let's pray before I let you go back to your seats. Heavenly Father, I pray over every one of these sons and daughters. I pray over all the sons and daughters in this room. I pray over the sons and daughters that are listening to this on the internet, that we will rise up as your children, as your sons and daughters, as men and women of God, and prophesy and declare the truth to the world. Thank you for your blessing and your direction. And let there be no hesitancy on the part of your sons and daughters to live the way they need to live in order to serve you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for coming up here. And thank you. And thank you. And all of the rest of you. And you.
And you.
And you.
And you.
And you. And you.
And you. And her.
And her. That's right. Thank you. Hallelujah. Now, I need one thing. This has really been quite interesting this morning, how things have wrapped around the central hub of an idea. Some of it was divinely inspired. Some of it we put together, but even the part we didn't put together came together. So what I need right now is I need all of the lights off except these front ones. If you need a light back there, you got a flashlight over there, Mikhail, laying next to the... That's good. That focuses on us. Because... we're going to try something a little different this morning. So you just pay attention. We'll see how it flows. And God will speak to us. So get ready. Meet Laverne Relaford, a typical mother and wife, not in the worst situations in the world, but not in the best. There are things that she thinks she doesn't have. There are things that she thinks she needs. But her life is about to change because she's getting ready for an encounter in the spiritual zone.
It's just so bad. I've never had an experience like this in my life. I just don't know if I can make it or not. I just don't know if I can accept this or not. I've never been so hurt and so disappointed. Just don't know what I'm going to do, God. I just don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know of anything that can help. I don't know who to go to. I don't know who. I just don't know what to do. I just need some help.
Zippity-doo-da, zippity-ay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Hello?
Who are you?
I'm the answer to your prayer.
You?
Me. Let me introduce myself. I'm Jesus Christ. Have you heard of me?
You're Jesus Christ.
I'm Jesus Christ.
In a red coat.
You know, I shed my blood for you. Besides, you know, I update my appearance every now and then. You know, back when I was in Jerusalem and in Galilee, I dressed like they do. I kind of like to have an updated.
Where have you been? I mean,
I've been here.
This mess I'm in?
Where have you been?
I don't know what I'm going to do. I just don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how I'm going to get through this. This hurts, and I cried out for help, but...
I'm here.
What can you do?
I can do whatever you need done.
How are you going to do it?
Well, let me tell you this. I've got a little package here. I'm going to give this to you because you called on me. Now, what you've got to understand is I am in charge of everything. Now, everything that you need to solve your problems is in here.
That's ridiculous. I don't see how anything in a briefcase like this could solve my problems.
I promise you, the content of this briefcase will solve all of your problems. It will answer all of your questions. As a matter of fact, do you know what's in here?
No, I have no idea what's in there.
Most people don't. But that's why I'm here today to talk to you about it. In this case is everything that you need for life and godliness.
I've heard everything now. You're going to have to give me, you know, I just don't see how that's going to work. That's just not going to
work. I'm here with you. I'm going to show you something. I'm going to touch your life. And you tell me if you feel a difference.
Yeah.
Feel better?
I just felt peace. I mean, I just sense warmth, peace. But how's that going to solve my problem?
That's the beginning. You take this case and you use it for whatever you need it for, wherever you go. Now I'm going to be around. I'm going to keep my eye on you. I'm going to take care of you. But I have to ask you this question. Do you want me to walk with you constantly?
I don't know. I mean, this is all new to me.
I tell you what.
I don't think I'm ready for that. I don't
take know. What I've given you and use it. You'll find it'll change your life.
All I have to do is open this thing up and use whatever's in there.
That's right. That's all you have to do. And you'll see your life change. But until you decide you want me to walk with you, I'll let you go alone. But I'm always around.
Yeah, we'll see.
And time passes. Right in front of them. And in the process of time,
oh, May, I just don't know what I'm going to do. Still carrying this stuff. He said, oh, May, what am I going to do? I wonder where he is even. Yeah, he said he'd be around, didn't he? Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, there you are. Still got that red coat on.
Hey, the blood still works. How are you?
I'm not any better.
Oh, really?
No, I'm not
you
any better.
You mean none of that helped?
Well, it seemed kind of ridiculous, and I've just been so busy and so much going on in my life, I never even opened it. I just didn't open it.
You never even opened it?
Well, no. I just thought, well, can't be. It's not going to work. It just won't work. It's just not going to work.
In other words, you were too busy to do what I asked you to do.
Well, I just didn't see the point. I mean, so much going on and how opening that case was going to take care of the situations in my life. I just didn't see it.
And so you just decided that you'd tough it out until it got really so bad that you couldn't stand it anymore, and then you would yell for me.
Yeah, that's what I did. Call it a desperation prayer. I mean, I'm ready to do it your way.
Well, I have one thing to say. Laverne, open your case.
Is there $1,000 in?
Better than that.
A book. A book. A Bible. Well, I appreciate the Bible, but how's that going to help me?
Let me show you some things that are in here. There's a lot of book here. Grace, now, I want you to listen. And as you hear these words, examine yourself and see if they're affecting you.
Okay.
Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue, by which we have been given exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust. Did you feel something stirring on the inside?
It's just everything. He's given me everything that I need already.
everything. You know what your responsibility is? Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. In other words, in the knowledge of God and me, your grace and peace is going to be multiplied. How are you going to get knowledge of me?
So the more I know,
the more you know the grace
and the peace and everything I need is going to be multiplied to me.
Yes.
Knowing this word.
Yes.
He backs his word up that much.
He honors his word above his name. Nothing will escape this word. The word of God is like a two-edged sword. The word of God is a weapon against the enemy. It's a weapon against your circumstances and your situation.
So just saying that word is going to take care of this problem.
No.
Oh. I got to do
more than just saying it. You've got to believe it.
Oh, I've got to believe it. Okay.
You've got to know that you know that he said it. Everything in this book is true. You'll find something that will apply to any situation that you may face. There's for instance, if you're sick, it says, and my God by the stripes of Jesus, you were healed.
He said that in there.
Were healed. That's in the book. I mean, that's in the satchel. That's in the container. That's in the promises. You were healed. You're not looking to be healed. You've already been healed.
And all I got to do is believe it.
All you got to do is believe it. Declare it and decree it. And live like it. Same with salvation. We were saved when Jesus died on the cross. His blood, my blood, forgave your sins. You know what you have to do? Believe it.
So the same way I get saved, I get healed, I get my needs met, I get the answers to these problems, my kids and everything. The same way.
Right.
By believing.
Now by taking this and using it. Now, it's never going to change if all you do is sit around and whine and cry and complain and say, God, where are you? What are you doing? Why aren't you doing something? Why don't you make a difference? Don't you love me? All of that kind of stuff.
You mean I won't absorb it just carrying it around?
Not likely.
I can't sleep on it at night.
Put it under your pillow?
No.
Not likely.
I have to read it.
You have to read it.
And believe
it. That's your part. Read it and believe it. And God will do it.
Read it, speak it, believe it. Did we learn something like that? Read it, speak it, believe it, do it. Read it, believe it, speak it, and do it. Does that sound something like we know? Read it. Believe it, speak it, and do it. I think I learned that in Sunday school. Read it, speak it. No, you read it, then you believe it, and then you speak it, and you do it.
You know what else this word says?
What?
I will never leave you or forsake you.
I don't have to come looking for you anymore?
No.
If I want you with me, I don't have to walk out one day and you'll be gone. You'll be with me forever.
If that's what you want.
I want that.
You want that?
I want that.
Okay. Let's get on with life. Amen. Now you can turn the lights on.